Thank you, Richard. We have our last batch of news stories on this part of Chatterbox. A city pub's closure hits Toomland's bounce back. Homeless folk receive free haircuts, and the mother of a disabled man wins life-saving court battle.
A popular pub in the city's Toomland has suddenly closed, just as the area is seeing a revival. The Edith Cavell announced it had been forced to shut until further notice due to flooding problems and issues with its landlord. One of the joint owners, Brendan Holt, recently said the pub had been enjoying a mega time after reopening in the summer. He and his business partner, Adrian Emerson, said they realised the fresh closure would be hugely frustrating to customers. Elsewhere in Toomland, businesses said there is a great buzz, with hope some empty units will be filled.
Norfolk's largest hospital has appointed its new chief executive, who will be relocating from Australia to take on the role. Leslie Dwyer is set to take over leadership of the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital in early 2024 after being interviewed for the role this month. She will take over from Nick Hulme, who is in interim charge at the Coney site following the departure of Sam Higginson earlier this year. Currently, Professor Dwyer is CEO of the Central Adelaide Local Health Network, the largest health authority in South Australia, where she has been for the past 5 years. But it will not be her first senior role in the NHS, having previously held the role of Chief Executive of Medway NHS Foundation Trust in Kent. During this period, Professor Dwyer helped lead the organisation out of special measures to earn a good rating from the Care Quality Commission.
Homeless people have been given a fresh trim after some of the city's hairdressers came together to offer free haircuts. Haircuts for Homeless Norwich works with homelessness charity St Martin's every month to help spread some happiness to those who need it, started by Connor O'Brien from Upper Goat Lane Salon Flint. Connor approached St Martin's earlier in the year after helping to form the Norwich Group with the national charity Haircuts for Homeless, which has 80 groups. St Martin's has a learning and development centre called Under One Roof in Westwick Street, where activities such as IT skills, art and music are offered. This is also where the monthly haircuts take place. Coordinator at Under One Roof, Gemma Chivers, said, "Getting a haircut is the best medicine. People walk out of here with a smile on their face and a spring in their step."
Angelic sounds not heard before will soon be echoing around the cloisters of Norwich Cathedral as a long-awaited change comes into force. Norwich School, in the grounds of the cathedral, was originally a boys' school before welcoming girls in their sixth form in 1994, and in every year group from 2010. Until now, places for the cathedral's younger choristers, and therefore scholarships, have traditionally only been open to boys. However, the coming new year will offer new, equal opportunities for girls starting from the age of six. Master of Music Ashley Grote also hailed the new musical start, which has coincided with the return of the rebuilt organ after a £1.8 million revamp. From November, future generations can continue to enjoy the music produced by its 5,767 pipes, including the prospective younger girl choristers. The cathedral will hold a Be a Chorister Day for all primary school aged children in November, and auditions for prospective choristers will be held in January.
The mother of a disabled Norwich man has won a court battle for life-saving treatment. Camilla Took, who lives in the city, is absolutely overjoyed after winning the fight in a specialist court. Her son, Jordan Took, has severe learning disabilities and end-stage kidney disease. Doctors said Mr. Took would need to be sedated 3 times a week in order to be given dialysis, and this would not be in his best interests. Lawyers representing hospital bosses described the case as heartbreaking and ethically very difficult, but said specialists felt such treatment would be too much of a burden for Mr. Took because of his learning disabilities. Mrs. Took fought for her son to receive the treatment, as he could die within months without it. Mr. Justice Hayden ruled in favour of Mr. Took's mother after considering arguments at a hearing of the Court of Protection. That's all from Bridget and me. Now it's over to Carolyn Sayer and Matthew Tucker for the next part of Chatterbox.